listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to tell you about a man who was walking, leaping, and praising God, reading to you four verses from Acts chapter 3. I'm going to begin at verse 7 of Acts chapter 3, where we read this. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Now here in Acts chapter 3, Peter had just spoken bold words to a paralyzed man. He told him to rise up and walk. That's in Acts chapter 3, verse 6. But it's one thing to say those words, and it's another thing to boldly take the man's hand and lift him to his feet. That's exactly what Peter did. We read here in verse 7, he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Now, this wasn't something Peter did on a whim or as a promotional event. Peter did this under the specific prompting of the Holy Spirit. We have no reason to believe that Peter made a habit of taking every lame man he saw, pulling him up by the hand and telling him to walk. No, rather, here, God gave Peter the supernatural ability to trust him for something completely out of the ordinary. I believe that at the necessary moment, Peter received the gift of faith, described in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. That is a supernatural ability to trust God in a particular situation. And God's blessing was on this, because immediately his feet and bones received strength. Strength did not come to the lame man until Peter said, "Rise up and walk," and not until Peter took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Now, once he was on his feet, the formerly lame man acted as if he would never sit down again. He walked and entered the temple, and he did it walking, leaping, and praising God. As soon as he was healed, that formerly lame man did three good things. First, he associated himself with the apostles. We read in our verses that he entered the temple with them. Secondly, he immediately decided to use what God had restored to him. He started walking and even jumping. Finally, he began to praise and worship God. It says there that he was praising God. Well, the people who came to worship God at the temple were amazed because they knew that it was he who had sat begging alms. This man was more than 40 years old, we learned from verse 22, and he had been crippled since birth. He was a familiar sight at this very temple gate. So think about it. Jesus must have passed this particular lame man many times without healing him. We can say that Jesus, because he knew all things, Jesus knew that this man would be healed later through Peter's boldness. But Jesus let the man wait until Peter was ready. Here's how we apply this to our lives. We don't always know the reasons for God's timing, but we can always be at peace that when God does something is often just as important as what he does. So trust God. Trust God and his timing. Hey, today, if you're waiting for God to do something, don't despair. Trust God and trust his timing.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.